The objective of the sea battle of 49 BC, which was fought in the area around Kirk, was not domination over the Kvarner and the Adriatic, but domination over Italy, Rome, and the entire Roman Empire. This was just one of the episodes of the civil war waged between the Roman generals Gaius Julius Caesar and Gnaeus Pompey for the power over Rome. The most powerful representatives of Liburnia sided with Caesar. This is why an Italian outpost was set up here to prevent, or at least to hinder, the disembarkation of Pompey's troops at the northern Adriatic coast. That year, 49 BC, tens of thousands of soldiers and hundreds of warships clashed around the island of Kirk. We have no detailed information about the sea battle, except that Caesar's fleet was defeated and Pompey captured some 40 of his ships. Caesar's soldiers remained captives on the island of Kirk, on the peninsula opposite today's Jadranovo, which is separated from the mainland by a narrow sea passage. Help arrived fast, and three large rafts were sent over the channel to take the soldiers back to the mainland. But Pompey's army anticipated Caesar's interventions and set an undersea trap near the tiny island of St. Mark. The trap was out of sight from the surface and had one end attached to the islet. Two of the three rafts managed to negotiate the obstacle and reached the mainland safely, whilst the third, with about 1,000 soldiers on board, was stranded on the tiny island. What followed was described as a heroic deed in the epic poem by the poet Lucan. Caesar's soldiers were in fact ready to kill themselves rather than surrender to the enemy. Because of such soldiers, the battle was praised. Because of them, it remained famous throughout antiquity, and thanks to them, the memory of it has survived to this day.